Talking about, I think the president mocked and ridiculed Republicans trying to goad him into impeaching him against something he knows is an impeachable offense. Here's a blast from the past. Here's candidate Obama in 2008.
When Congress offers you a bill, do you promise not to use presidential signage to get your way?
Yes. Let me just explain for those who are unfamiliar with this issue. We've got a government designed by the founders so that there'd be checks and balances. You don't want a president who's too powerful, or a Congress who's too powerful, or a court who's too powerful. Everybody's got their own role. Congress's job is to pass legislation. The president can veto it, or he can sign it. But what George Bush has been trying to do as part of his effort to accumulate more power in the presidency is he's been saying, well, I can basically change what Congress passed by attaching a letter saying, I don't agree with this part or I don't agree with that part. I'm going to choose to interpret it this way or that way. That's not part of his power. But this is part of the whole theory of George Bush that he can make laws as he's going along. I disagree with that. I taught the Constitution for 10 years. I believe in the Constitution, and I will obey the Constitution of the United States. We're not going to use signing statements as a way of doing an end run around Congress. All right?
What he's doing with executive orders far exceeds what he accused Bush of doing with signing statements. But that's why they are so brazen about this. Wow. They'll never let a Republican get away with it. They're probably right. 10:58. 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.